Some Dutch citizens have found new ways to release their anger about the continuing COVID-19 pandemic by shouting and smashing things. Twin brothers Stephen and Brian Kreischer showed a reporter from Reuters how enjoyable it can be to crush cars at a vehicle wreckage center in the town of Pfaffenhausen near Amsterdam. One used a sledgehammer and the other a crowbar to destroy a Peugeot 106 car. The exercise is part of a Dutch program called Car Smash. It aims to give people living under new antivirus restrictions ways to release their anger and frustrations. The feelings have built up during a pandemic that is now entering its third year. Dutch bars, restaurants, and most stores have been closed since mid-December when the new measures took effect. The restrictions are set to remain in place until at least January 14th. The government is seeking to contain record numbers of coronavirus cases. There is nothing to do these days, Brian told Reuters. We can't work because we own a bar and we are closed. So we thought we'd let some of that frustration go and smash a car. Merlene Boschhausen runs the Car Smash program. He said people taking part are first asked to spray paint what's present in their lives onto their chosen vehicle. Then, when they start wrecking a car, they are asked to close their eyes and feel their feet on the ground. Boschhausen says the goal is for the person to feel the power, every vein in your body, feel what you are doing, and in that way to try to get it out of your life. Nearby, in The Hague, voice trainer Julie Scott operates Screech at the Beach. It is a program with similar aims as Car Smash. Scott told Reuters she developed the idea while looking for something physical and something to release some of the tension that has been building up in people. On a recent day, Julie joined Rosa Maureen Cardick on a windy beach near the shore. Cardick jumped up and down, shouting until she ran out of breath while trying not to laugh. You can just, wah, let yourself go, Cardick said. She is a business secretary hoping to learn to speak with more confidence in her professional life. You don't have to think about other things. It's the wideness of the beach and the sea, Cardick said. Your voice goes over the sea and it doesn't return to you. It's a sense of freedom. I'm Brian Lynn.